We're up to Vakati. I would say it's about 20 lines down. Vakati lo yavid b'mshtab adayta d'namshay. People don't swear on their own understanding of words. Vatanya, we learned b'chematina b'baych rabbeinu. K'shishbiyas yisrael b'arav yismayav. When he made Klal Yisrael swear in Arvitz Mayav Amalu, Avidoidim Shloi Adait Chamal Meshbi Etchem, I am not making you swear on your understanding of words, that's how we think it means now. Elal Daiti Vadas Amok, the way I understand it and the way the Rabbeinu Shloim understands it. And Amar Beloi Yitchem Levatchem. Mayav Amalu Mayshal Yisrael, what was he worried about? La Avchachik Amalu. Dilma Avirtan Mili, I'm sorry, but is he Gairis Dabach? I thought it was Avirtan. Yeah, Avirtan Mili, you'll be over Halachas. Amirtem Aldaitan, you'll say Aldaitan, we meant different thing when we swore. Shemachalu Aldaiti Lafuke, to exclude that. My Lafuke, that's Sikilishmala, but it's Chamaliha. That means he's trying to say that when they said they swear to the Rabbi Nishleilam, they meant Abedazara. Mechlaud Abed and Isha Mishtab Aldaitan and Abshay. That means we have to speak out. You mean our understanding, not your understanding. And for the Gemara Loya, but it's Chacham Ikwaliha. It would be it's one of the translations of the word Aliyah. And even though that's not what Maisha meant, but it's not a mistranslation of a word. It's not somebody's own translation. It is a second translation or a tenth translation in Webster's. The Sib B'chalei HaMitzrayim. Frank the Gemara B'lish B'yasa, so why doesn't he make them swear the Mekhamisun? He just changes the things around. We're going to stick to arguments. Mitzvahs. Mashra Mitzvahs HaMelech. That would mean command of the king. And that's a fair translation. B'lish B'yasa Mekhamisun Kol Mitzvahs. Mashma mitzvah sitzis, Dabar Mar, Shkula mitzvah sitzis, Mikarega kol mitzvah shibatayra. Belish b'yasin, the mechamisin tayra, Mashma tayra achas, either bal parak b'ksav. Belish b'yasin, the mechamisin tayrais, Mashma tayris mincha tayris chathas tayris asham. It would mean the halachas of certain things. Belish b'yasin, the mechamisin tayrais u mitzvahs. So tayris, Mashma tayris amincha. Mitzvahs, Mashma mitzvahs amelach. Again, so it wouldn't cover it. Belish b'yasin, the mechamisin tayra kulo. Being kaifer, that is like agreeing to the whole tyra. That means kala tyra kula means avedah zara. Belish b'yasin mekamisin avedah kachavim b'tyra kula. Inami sheish meizu shloish esher mitzus. And for the Gemara, and you're right. And the Maish Rabbeinu milsu leitrichu nakat. It's much simpler to say adateinu adas amakam than to say tyra shloish esher mitzus, the whole thing.
Why is the tyra included by zara?
What? Because if somebody's a kaifer and avedah zara, it's kilu kiyam kala tayra kula. That mitzvah encompasses all tayra. So when they said, we're swearing to keep tayra kula, I'm sorry, when they're swearing to swear tayra kula, they can say tayra kula means to serve avedah zara. Because keeping avedah zara is like kala kaifer avedah zara is kilu mbaita but tayra kula. So you see that you can translate tayra to mean avodah zara. That's what it's saying. I hear what's bothering you.
It's a negative and positive.
Right, but the fact is that the word has a shaychus. That's enough.
No, the person kaifer for avos chavim, he is kiilu kiim poter akula.
I'm sorry. It says here in the Gemara, shkach kaifer bal kiilu mayde
b'tar akula. Yeah,
that's what it says.
I know. But what does that mean, like in maybe practicality?
Practicality means you get a lot of schar for not serving avodah zara. Especially in the days when there was the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah.
Also representing that.
Well, it's a fact that they took away. I mean, it's not such a difficult Messiah today. Once upon a time, it was a difficult Messiah.
Money in Avodah Zarah is
hard. That's a different thing. The Kabbalim say the word Zam, Znus, Avodah Zarah, and Mammon are the three biggest Yetziraths. And there were different kufas in the world, which avodah zarah, which taiva was the prevalent taiva. Now the svarim say mammon is the prevalent taiva. It's one of the three. The svarim say that today it's mammon.
What
are
the other two?
And mammon. Zam Hashem Yipuba. It's the pasuk. I think mammon is worse for from me admitting. You're right. For the Goyim at large, and for, unfortunately, some Yidden that don't know, those might be a bigger Yetzirah than Mammon. But for the Frum person, I think Mammon is a far greater Yetzirah than us. Again, that's my own personal opinion. Don't think my writer. In my reason, nachash yikaris beis habad. Don't think my beloy. There's no nachash at the size of a kaveres beis habad. Who chayvid with the snake? I mean, b'shnei shorim malka. That was in the years of shorim malka. Rameli tleisa arvus of the tivna. They gave him 13 arvus of stablefuls. No, stable. What?
Yeah.
Of straw. Ubalayasan. They must have been very big. Amr Shmuel, but tarif means square back. Kula nechshi mitra tarfi. I'm sorry, all are square. So the Gemara had gabay tarif kamina. The way the Rush learns, a gabay tarif means that it's square in the back. Not on the, it seems that snakes are round in the back. Cranking my listening tarif. It has to have a square back. If not, it's a mekach to us. Dr. Mishnah Weitzer. Nidreish Gagus. What is Nidreish Gagus? That the netter is chal when the guy is not aware. That's the key translation of Nidreish Gagus. And the Mishnah gives us two examples. He says something should become us if I ate or drank. And he did eat or drank, but he thought he didn't at that time. And he remembered that he ate and drank. That's not chal, because it was a mistake. So again, at the moment that the netter was chal, he forgot and ate and drank. It's not chal. So then it was never chal. And he said, "Harehein aleichem carbon. It should be also like a carbon." So you don't have to make a pesach. This is an obvious, but it's not netted shotem k'tasa hutakulai. Because netted shotem k'tasa hutakulai. See Gemara for explanation. Something Gemara writes. Tanak shem shenidrish gagas mutarim taksu shgagas mutaris. Heichi dami shu shgagas. So here we have a new case of Shua Shkagas, meaning if, the same as the Mishnah. A guy made a Shua and he didn't realize that he had eaten, or he made a Shua that if he eats and he forgot and he ate. So those are the same halachas. But we're saying now that by Shuas we have another case, where the guy means it, but he's making it, really means it. And it's a contradictory Shua, like the following case, the Rav Kana Ravasi. Same idea, but it's a different kind of case. Not yes, or pay us if, or something like that. Just a different case. Because it's the same side. Then Rav Kana and Rav Asi, Adena Meshuvah Tzedachim Rav, Adena Meshuvah Tzedachim Rav, the Chokat Vodat, Adai Tzedinam Shem Mishtaba. He thinks he's saying the truth, and therefore it's considered a shkaga. Dr. Gemay Vaita Roi Eichlin. He saw them eating. That's the last case. Now here we're going to bring in Rav Akiva's Rabbanon, and then we're going to get involved in Beis Shammai and Beis Hill. Tanu Hasam Paiskim Shabbosus of Yom Taitim. You can use a Pesach. The guy banned himself all year round. He's going to fast all year round, every day. And then somebody came over to him and said, "How about Shabbos and Yom Tov?" He said, "Oop, I didn't think about that." So then you can do a Pesach. The first man the Yomrim held, they didn't hold him then. It's Utim Tzatzot to Kulot. Now we go back to the machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. I'm a rabbi. The kula amar kalechad amar ili yisi day shabbat b'neichem yisi yai mekucham asurim chutz miyaba. The kula nasurim. Now the case of the Mishnah, he said, kucham it's all on you, a carb. He said kucham. So if you would have maintained it and just added besides father, then you don't say netter shotem k'tasu to kulay. Because you're not undermining the main lashon of the netter, which was kulchem. But le'nechlegu avayim yisidei shabbat b'nechem, yisayim b'pleini b'pleini asurim v'abem mutter. But if he would have changed it, and he would have specified, rather than said kulchem, then he's undermining the words of the netter, then you say netter shotem k'tasu to kulay. And the same thing is true the opposite way. If originally he said you, and you ask him now, he stuck to it, he just wouldn't have said the last you. So then, we don't say netter shotem k'tasu to kulay. It's only if he says, I would have said it differently, because I didn't want people to think I'm going to include my father with that kucham chutz, which is faster, then it undermines the netter.
That's when they argue.
So Beis Hillel's only matter if he would have changed the way of his expression. That is Rabban's a shita. Rav Amar.
And it goes either way.
Either way. Even though the Gemara only brings it one way, that's because the Gemara is dealing with the Mishnah that said he said kolchem. Said aleichem.
But had he said you,
then
he changed
it. Yeah, it would have to change to kolchem.
But if he maintains,
Basil would not say that it's just mutato to kolchem.
I meant to say kut miyavo.
So then the nether stays except for the father. That means Basil agrees that it's not a nether shota mitzatzai. If you're not being the Russian of the Russian's mara law, you're weakening the nether when you change the expression. If you don't change the expression, you're leaving it alone, then we don't say nether shota mitzatzai.
The original statement?
What?
You're not weakening the original statement?
Correct. Which is the nether.
Which in its stance.
Right. That's what Babo.
But if you do weaken it, then Nedershah...
According to Beisil, only.
So what's Bisham Maiswara?
Never. They don't hold it. That is the Matazo de Gula. It's not a Smara.
Okay,
it's a Zer Sarkasa. So they don't have that Zer Sarkasa. They don't learn the Pasuk that way. Going to Rabba.
So no matter which way you change, it never breaks. It never... According to Bisham Maiswara...
Never do you say Nedershah de Matazo de Gula. Never.
So the
there's nothing so.
Yeah.
It doesn't work, ever.
The father
can eat, but nobody else can.
They understand. They never break.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But what Rebbe said, the pasuk is the jargon of a pasuk, right? Which pasuk?
I think it's Kachala Yaitzim Advarav Kippir from Biasa. I think that's what it is. I think on Gimel Amud Beis, the Ram brought it. We didn't learn Ram, but I think the Ram brings it on Gimel Amud Beis. Rabbi Amar, the Kula Alma Kalechad Amar Ilu Yisidei Shabba Benechem Yisidei Meplayni Playni Asur Vabba Mutar Kula Mutara. Rabbi says that Beishamai agrees that if you would have specified then it's not a Shota Mitzvah Sota Kula regardless of what you said, because the bottom line is you excluded the father and that's not a Shota Mitzvah Sota Kula. Even Beishamai agrees to the concept of not a Shota Mitzvah Sota Kula. The only reason Beishamai argues is if you would have used the word kulkan, the Beishamai Kafas Lashon Rishon strengthens that neder that we don't say neder shota mitzaso to kulay. Because you start off with a kulkan, which is more inclusive, and not you, but more inclusive, so therefore even though you excluded your father afterwards, and he remains excluded, but the whole neder is not vato because of the concept of Kafas Lashon Rishon, which says you go with the first part of the speech.
So
therefore, Beishamai argues. Only in the case if you would have said kulchem. Whether you're maintaining or whether you're changing.
If you said kulchem,
except the father.
It's not so strong.
Again, you can take out the father because it's not contradictory, but kulchem keeps it intact that you can't say that it's hutta mitzvah. They don't hold the top of Lashon Rishon. They say there's no bigger mile to the word kulchem than the chutz. And therefore, it's what the mitzvah says.
It's not just changing those.
Nothing to do with changing. Even if you maintain.
It all starts the first
one. I don't care what you said.
So where did you say you? You didn't say kulchem.
Then, and what would you have said now?
I don't know. That's
well, that's the question.
No.
I don't care what you started off with, according to Rabba. I don't care what you actually said. I want to know what you would have said.
I would have left.
You say kucham
or not?
I don't care.
Doesn't matter.
According to Rabbi, it doesn't matter.
What do you mean? If you said kucham, it does matter.
Not if you would have changed it to you.
Breaks the lashon.
It's only if you would have maintained kucham or changed the kucham, then you would have had a lashon rishon. Therefore, we can't say that is not to be classed to kulay.
Kuchem can work before or after, you say?
It has to work after.
Yes.
It has to be said after.
Only after. I don't care what you said. What you would have said.
If you switch to you,
then it's batal. Even according to Meshamai. Whether you started with Kuchem or you didn't start with Kuchem, we don't care. It's what you, what would you have said?
And everybody can eat.
Then we go with the last word. Extra Republic of Rabba. Case of Amr Bakiva Danish Utah Mikas Utah Kulai. Kaidim said in Anna Lukukam, Hutakamem Hutu Kulam. That's what you said. Shady Nana Loyalist Ever Loyalist Ever is the same thing. That's what we're saying now, according to Rabba. Because we're not dealing with the words Harish and Hutu Kulam, Hutu Harish, Hutu Kulam, Hutu Akarakam Utah. We're not saying chat in those words. We're only saying that the two cases in the Brice are. Either you switch to Kulchem, or you switch to Lezev and Lezev, as long as you switch, which is Rabba. That's why there are two cases, whether you switch one way or switch the other way. But according to Rabba, as long as you do with switch, it only has to do with the end up. That's one case. El Rabba, Mishlam El Rabba, Mukum L'Reish, Lam L'Zev, L'Zev, Sefer, Dham L'Kulchem. Right? El Nidach, Mishlam L'Reish, Mukum L'Dham L'Kulchem. That's when Rabbi Kiva was Makadish Nedesh with the Mitzvah of the Kulai. El Tzeivah Damer Lezev Lezev. Rabbi Kiva, that's only Rabbi Kiva. And my plea, you Rabbi Nalei. The comment of Yaakov Mutter. You, Rabbi, said that if you were to switch to a you, and you, even Beishamai agrees. Everybody agrees. That's Mutter. Amalai Rabbi, the Rabbi, Rabbi Kiva, Minicha. How do you understand the Braisa? Tzeivah B'mai Mukamla. Number Lekulchem, that you switched. Which is first and which is last? Meaning, what does he mean? Hutur harishon, hutur achron. They're all mutter. Ela reisha damar lekulchem. Everybody reisha is talking about in a case that he would have said lekulchem. The seifa that you tell us have is that. Lama pliny ki pliny, pliny ki pliny. The seifa is not a change. The seifa is talking about a guy that made a netter. And he said to the second guy, you're like the first. He said to the third guy, you're like the second. He said to the fourth guy, you're like the third. Nothing to do with Nedesh Ota Mitzasa Ota Kulai. It's a new kind of Nedesh Ota Mitzasa. You pull out the middle guy. So those after him become mutter. Those before him don't become mutter. The bride continues. I'm not going to eat onions because onions are bad for the heart. What are you talking about? The kufri onion is good for the heart. Now, going to Rava, Tavis Lashem Rishon, Taka Remeir say it's mutter. Like, by my yesterday shakovi avilev, I used to have a bottle of piney plenty asur, bekovi mutter, the mayor, libid rebekiva, libid rabbon, and everybody agrees. So Rabbi has no problem with this brisa, because he'll learn that the brisa talk when you changed. And Rabbi has no problem with the brisa, because you would have ended, you're saying, I would have said you, and you, or this onion, and this onion. And everybody agrees there that you say, that is shuta mitzasa
yota kuvai. Whatever happened to the part that it's words, it's true, and changing, not changing. But how about what was in your hearts? Does that make any difference?
Only if it's mukhach of everybody. Only if everybody knows what you mean. Hey, so we're reading a little rabba. Rab Natsun, I'm a yes, neder, so mitzvah, and mutter, mitzvah, so yasser. There's a neder that's part mutter, part yasser. Okay, so that's it. Dadim and Akal Kala. Which is a good quality fig. But me is the nation I shook beside the least in either. I could call a sura, but I shook mutaris. I should borrow a keep of a limb, but that is what the mutaris is to cool. My love, but me is the nation I shook betaika. I used to say, I'm a tainim shkaris of Rabbanas Asuras, but I shook mutaris, Rabbi Kiva, you believe in Rabbana. You need Rabbi Kiva, even though he would have been specific. So the Gemara, who says, why? But me is the nation I shook betaika. I used to say, I'm a call a sura, but I shook mutaris. You're assuming that the case is he would have said 1-1-1. Who said? Maybe he would have said everything but not sides. So then you need Rabbi Kiva, because Beishamai would argue. Man Tana Lohad Tana Rabbana. Now here we have a brisa that says as follows. Nadim Chamisha Bnei Adam Ke'echad. He made an eder from five people together. Right. Is Hutu Lechem Mem Hutu Kulam. Chutz Me'echad Mem. Hu Mutu Vein Asura. Now what's the case? Say the Rabba, Reisha Rabbi Kiva, because in the Reisha, he is only Rabbi, right? It's talking about he changed, because if he didn't change, according to Rabba, everybody holds it's Asr. So when it says in the beginning, Hutru Lechem and Hutru Kulam, if you would have changed, either way, because according to Rabbi, it doesn't make a difference which way you change. The Sefer that says, if it says Hutru Lechem, it doesn't work, is the Riakail, he said he wouldn't change. So according to Rabbi, case one of the Brisa, where we say Hutru you changed, and only like Rabbi Akiva, because Beis Shammai holds you never say Nedesh Ota Mitzasai. And the second part that says you don't say Nedesh Ota Mitzasai is going like everybody when you didn't change. That's how Rabbi will learn this Raisa. And Ila Rava, Sefer Rabbanon. The Sefer is going like Rabbanon because you would have said Kochem besides, and there the Rabbanon say that you don't say Nedesh Ota Mitzasai, but Akiva would say even there Nedesh Ota Mitzasai. For Raisa, there we go. And the Raisa is talking about when you would have said this one and this one and this one. In that case, everybody holds the Nedesh Ota Mitzasai, Ota Kulai. Zach the Mishnah. Nidre Einzen. Now, Einzen means you meant the Neder. It was not made by mistake. But you made a condition, and a Einus prevented you from keeping the condition. Here, Idir Chaveri Sheikh Aletzlai. The Chalahu, a Shechalah Benai, a Sheikh Benar, Harelu Nidri Einzen, and he's not responsible. Dr. Gemara, who gave it, there was a person, the Itlis Chvasil of Edina. He gave his Shtaris to Bezin, but he had to go get Edom to approve it, thanks to Rabbi Kuhn, who explained this Gemara. The Yama, Eloi Asina Ad Tlasin Yaiman, Levatman Hanaz Chusoi. You know, you laughed and I mentioned your name. In Shemayim, they're mentioning your name. That you were said this shot. So I shouldn't mention your name if Shemayim to mention your name. If I don't show up till 30 days, my tzchusim should be bustled. Isnes v'layasa. Which means he would be meichel his tzchusim. Right? He became an Einus and he didn't show up. Amar Avuna, batul tzchusim. We don't accept the tain of Einus. Which according to the Maskana, we need a pshat. Because we said we do accept the tain of Einus. So the Maskana of the Mepharshim speak out, Rav Huna holds this is an Einus Nishchiyah. And therefore, he should have spoken out unless there's an Einus. Right? Like the case of the guy that came to the drawbridge and it was on the, to the ferry and it was on the other side. Amalei Rav Honesu, Vanasach Mana Patri, the Sivar Anahalei Tassit Over. Patrick says that a girl that someone forced himself on her doesn't get punished. You can tell me there because we're trying to save her, number one. Number two is because the Rosh had two Svaras. Number two is that it's a meeting the Memela. It's nothing she did. Here, he did. But Tanya, Nidre Einzim, Nidre Chaveh, Shiyach, Let's Live, Chalu, Hosh, Chalu, Benoish, Gwin, Aaron, Nidre Einzim. Our Mishnah said you go by Einus.
Why are we comparing Einzim to Basis?
It's an acceptable excuse.
Just call Einzim.
Exactly.
You can't say Einzim for certain things. Tell
me the difference. If the Torah accepts an Einzim as a valid excuse, so why are you starting to make differences?
Because with not coming to Basin, it could be Megal that he was just...
It's an Einzim, for crying out loud.
He comes back to Basin and says,
I'm here on the 35th day. I couldn't come here. The airline shut down.
He has to bring proof that there was...
He'll prove it.
Okay. So it means
the call. This is a general question. That's why Robert brought in Manara Lesasa Dover. And then he said, there, you can tell me, okay, it's different? Fine, I'll prove it for my Mishnah.
Aren't there so many different things? If I just like Shabbat... Masasik, is that
Einus?
What is that?
Not an Einus.
What is
that?
What's so
shaggy
or Einus?
We're not learning
Yom
Hashabbos now.
No, but I'm
Einus means you had no choice.
Beyond your control.
Beyond control. What's this Asik have to do with beyond control?
I didn't intend to.
That's not an Einus. That's not beyond your control. That's not beyond your control. Einus is Rachmana Lutzlan, a guy is a Pekuch Nefesh. That's an Einus. Einus is a guy standing here with a gun. That's an Einus. Or a circumstance beyond your control.
the reason that we say, this case is exterior to the Mishnah?
Rav is saying, Rav Huna, you're wrong. I have a Mishnah that says this is an acceptable taina.
Right.
Now, we don't know Rav Huna's answer. So I said, the Rishayim speak out, Rav Huna felt that in that case it should have been spoken out. It's enough, happens enough times that when people tell Bethel things.
So it's just a common thing, and therefore you can't.
Therefore you can't accept the Taina Vinus,
right,
which we see Rav agrees to. The question is where you draw the line on common. It was an idus why he didn't show up. How could the get be a get? Ambi duma shiny hustam. There you can tell me. See, have a yad that dimissed. Meaning, I also have a gum of yad gita. Had he known he was going to die, meaning we all know that he wants this get to kick in. So therefore, he wants it to kick in, even if there is an idus. He wants his wife not to have yibum. But the guy might stumble. Who Amar Louis last seen him? Kind of plus the gentleman levy gita. And Asa, he came back. Upatski mabra. And he was blocked by the ferry, was on the other side. And Amalu, he yelled across the river, Chazuda Asoi, Chazuda Asoi, I'm here. It's not his fault, it's beyond his control. Dr. Gemara, Duma, Asa, Gal Yashaini. This is something that happens so frequently that you have to speak this out. This is a delayed airline flight. It's common. I'll be there by 6 o'clock. You can't say, I didn't know the airline beyond my control. It happens so frequently, you should have mentioned. It's things that don't happen so frequently that we don't say, oh, this is a terrorist. The airline shut down.
Wait, what's the case here? He was supposed to be on the boat?
He was supposed to be on the other side of the river. The city is on the east side of the river. He was coming from the west side. And he got to the river, and he had an hour to get across, and the ferry's on the other side. And it's not scheduled till tomorrow morning. That'll be too late. The get will kick in. He doesn't want the get to kick in. He wants to get across the river.
What's Shkiach there?
It's Shkiach that the ferry's on the other side. You get to the river, it's very common that the ferry's on the other side.
You can't get across.
Can't get across. That's beyond your control. But it happens so often that you should have mentioned that.
Therefore, the get is good.
Therefore, the get is good. He never showed up. This is where we're going to start again tomorrow about Asmachta. Everybody should have a wonderful day.